Most of us spend a lot of time rolling over pavement each day, but very little time thinking about it. For a team of workers at the State Department of Transportation, though, it's their job to consider the intricacies of asphalt. And this week, the state brought experts from across the country and even around the world to Anchorage to look at new ways to extend the life of Alaska's roads. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Maintaining pavement in Alaska is not easy. 80% of the state is covered in permafrost. The weather is extreme, and studded tires are allowed to assault the road surface for half of each year. Mike St. Angelo is the statewide pavement engineer for the Alaska Department of Transportation. He says it all adds up to serious wear and tear.
Yeah, generally we design our pavements to last 15 to 20 years, but because of Alaska's condition, we're probably getting, you know, half of that.
St. Angelo says studded tires are responsible for a lot of damage. He says most states have outlawed the type of case-hardened studs that are still legal in Alaska, and they are simply rough on roads, especially in high-traffic areas like Anchorage.
Do you, as a pavement engineer, ever wish that we could get rid of studs?
Sometimes, yes. Well, I mean, it makes my job very, very difficult. But also, studs do bring an element of safety to the traveling public, so we recognize that.
St. Angelo says new technology from Sweden may help resist studded tire wear. It involves applying a very thin, very hard layer of rock aggregate to the top of the road surface. He says the state is always looking for ways to extend the life of pavement.
The expense is big. And the expense that we look at from a DOT point of view is not just the expense of coming back and redoing the road surface, it's the expense, the user costs that happen when there's delays in delivering goods or services. There's an expense to businesses and consumers. So we look at both of those expenses, and if we can get in and do our work and then stay out as long as possible, everybody wins.
It's called pavement preservation, and it's a big focus of the Department of Transportation right now. Mike Coffey is the statewide maintenance and operations chief with the department.
For every dollar we spend on preservation, on trying to keep a good pavement good, we actually save $6 in the long run.
Coffey says focusing on preserving pavement is a philosophy switch that transportation departments around the country are making. He says the old way could be summed up with the phrase, worst is first. The roads with the most cracks and potholes got priority. Now the department likes to start working on roads as soon as the first cracks start forming.
There's a real validity and justification to working on a road that might only be 3 or 4 years old, because it's that pay me now or pay me later, let's put some money towards this preservation up front, and then that's going to make the roads last much longer in the future, and in the end, it saves money for Alaska.
I asked Coffey if he can imagine a place where it would be more difficult to preserve pavement than Alaska.
No, I think just the sheer fact that we are the only state that deals with permafrost, we have more unique challenges, I think, than anybody. And when I give talks, I say, you know, we maintain the transportation system in probably the most challenging environment, and I say sometimes the world.
Overcoming those unique challenges in Alaska is a job these pavement engineers seem to relish. And for Mike St. Angelo, the ultimate goal is really a simple one.
The public really wants is a smooth road. The smoother our roads are, the easier it is to drive and navigate, and the better it is on for gas mileage as well as your driving experience.
And luckily, St. Angelo says the smoothest roads also tend to last the longest. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.